Let me first say that we still have a long way to go with the policy of mobilizing our own resources first before looking to others. I think we've been able to achieve much. We've been able to avoid any hunger in our country. We have been able to feed our population, which is no mean achievement for Eritrea. In 1991, when Eritrea became independent, 90% of our population was dependent on food assistance. We have not received any food assistance for the past 15 years. And whatever shortfall we have had in terms of food production, we've been able to buy in the international markets and make it available for our people. We have also been building the country's infrastructure, reviving our manufacturing sector, developing our trade and transport sectors. And now, lately, we are developing our mining sector as well.
So are you therefore saying that Eritrea only seeks strategic investment partners, not aid?
That has been our position from 1991, from the very go. We have said we would like to have investment and trade and not aid at all, and definitely not food aid, but other forms of aid as well. Our experience and the experience of the developing countries is that aid is disabling, is debilitating. It prevents people from making use of their resources, from achieving independence of thought and policies. Our assessment, our conclusion, and I think this is a conclusion that is shared by others, and I think the latest conference to evaluate aid over the past decades that was held in Korea, in Busan, came to the same conclusion. Aid has not worked. So since we are dependent on our population, on their energies, on their investment, on their support, it has enabled us to build very strong relations with our population as well. So politically as well as economically, it has been a success.
So will Eritrea prescribe such successes you've had without aid? To copy your example, or perhaps learn from your experience, is that happen?
Well, I don't believe prescription works anywhere. We're the last people to prescribe anything to anybody. But we can say Eritrea's resources are very limited. We are a very small nation of 4 million people. Our natural resources are limited. Our income from our natural resources is very small. In fact, there was hardly any until last year. And even last year, when the mining sector came on stream, our income from gold production has been very limited. And we look to other African countries, which are much, much richer in terms of resources than Africa, countries that get an income of billions of dollars from these resources every year. And sometimes we look at them and we wonder, you know, why would a country that has an income of billions of dollars from its natural resources have to wait for $10-20 million of aid from any country in the world? We really don't see that there's any need for it.